90.5 WKAR. At the top of our program, the Lansing School District continues its focus on ongoing budget challenges. 2 weeks ago, facing a projected $6 million budget deficit next year, the school board authorized two important moves. First, it voted to privatize the district's bus system, and it authorized the layoffs of up to 95 district personnel. Michigan law, of course, requires that school districts submit balanced budgets by June 30th for the next school year. The cuts are just the latest in the district, which has regularly faced similar, often larger deficits in recent years. The district's finances worsened during the Great Recession with both declining property tax revenues and state funding, as well as with declining enrollment. Here to talk about those finances and other important district business, Superintendent Yvonne Kamal-Kanuel.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Would these two moves, the privatization of the bus system and the layoffs, would those two add up to the $6 million you need to cut, or are you looking at other cuts as well?
No, the two that you mentioned will not add up to the $6 million. We put together a budget committee led by our board treasurer, Shirley Rogers, and several other members of the district community, and developed a list of about 37 to 38 different ideas that everyone brought to the table on things that we might be able to trim down. And that list sort of was divided into short-term gains and some long-term investigation. One of the things that we're looking at over the long term is duplication of services between what our district offers and what maybe the intermediate school district might offer.
Mm-hmm.
So we're taking very close look at all kinds of different ways without touching the core mission of our district, which is teaching and learning for students.
But what are you looking at for 2015?
Yeah.
That isn't accounted for by the bus privatization and the layoff.
Yeah. So there are several other positions. For example, we're looking at the elimination of maybe five assistant principal positions at the high schools and at our elementary schools. We're looking at...
You expect those to happen?
I mean, well, you know, I think that that's probably not one of the better cuts that we could make. I personally think that we need to have the administrative support in those buildings. But it's on the table, and the board will make a final decision by the time June 30th rolls around. We're going to have to submit a balanced budget. And so those kinds of things are on the table. There are other positions collapsing work into, so maybe there might be two people right now in a position. We'll collapse that position into mm-hmm. one position. So it's really looking at the operations division. Maybe elimination of some positions that have been open for a long time. Maybe we're not filling them. The work might have been getting done without additional personnel. So it really is, we're just not going to touch the core mission of the district, which is teaching and learning. And the teachers really sacrificed a tremendous amount of their working conditions a couple of years ago when they negotiated the contract by eliminating planning time. So we're trying to, they are held harmless in this whole budget cutting. It's painful.
Even the 95 layoffs, even the 95 layoffs, that would not include classroom teachers?
There are very, very few that includes. It mostly is operations division positions, custodians, ground maintenance, food services, things like that. And we are looking at, the whole district and all of the positions that are there. And of course, we're waiting for the retirements to come in. And so every time there's a retirement that comes in, then we have one less position that we need to eliminate.
Is this retirement season? I mean,
this
is the time when you're apt
yeah.
to hear of a teacher
yeah.
saying, I'm not going to be back.
Or an instructional assistant or a food service employee or a custodian. Or, we have about 2,000 employees in the district. So it isn't, half of them are classroom teachers. The other half are all of the support mechanisms to keep a large organization running.
I guess this proposed list of cuts that you alluded to was presented to the board earlier this month. It did include 17 in special education. I wanted to ask you about that. You have just more non-professionals working in special education. Why, that strikes me as a high number.
Yeah, well, we did a program review, and we looked at ways in which we could maximize the class size the class sizes that we were not maximizing in the past. We looked at combining programs into single buildings instead of spreading them out among all of the buildings. So we're looking at the special ed program from a program view, and certainly following all special ed regulations and laws. So it's just a matter of tightening a little bit and maybe not replacing positions that had been filled before.
We're talking with Lansing School Superintendent Yvonne Kamal Kanul. Any resistance from the LSEA, the Lansing Schools Education Association, with regard to some of the teacher cuts? You said there would be few, but have they weighed in on those cuts?
No, they have not weighed in with me anyway on these cuts, and we've had representation from the teachers union on the budget committee. So they've been their leadership has been part of this budget committee since the very beginning,
and not their understanding of the cuts that you're looking at.
Yes.
Okay.
That's very important for everyone to understand. This is a very painful process, and it is not, you know, there's no malicious intent to eliminate anyone, but you know, it is what it is, and we need to be very fiscally responsible as we move into the future.
The bus privatization plan led to resistance from AFSCME and some of the 60 or so Lansing School District bus drivers that the union represents. From your perspective, Yvonne, where does it stand right now between the district and these bus drivers?
Well, we're looking at another week of school, and I am proud to say that our bus drivers, the ones who have been loyal and faithful to the district, have been wonderful. And, of course, as this transition begins with Dean Transportation, we will be making recommendations to Dean on bus drivers that they might consider in their fleet staff. And we believe that most, if not all, of our bus drivers will be eligible to transition over there.
Most, if not all, of the 60?
Yes.
Okay. What are you hearing from the families you serve regarding both of these moves, the privatization of the bus service and the layoffs?
Speaking for myself, I have not gotten any feedback on the bus issue from families. And in terms of the layoffs, I think most people are just waiting to see what the final figure might end up being. We have to, by law, as you mentioned, we have to say up to a certain number in order just to cover ourselves. A couple of years ago, we said up to 140, and in fact, we didn't end up doing 140 at all. So I think it's just a matter of making sure that we have some cushion on the layoffs, but I don't expect that all of those will happen.
You're wrapping up your first year under a revamped arts and music framework in your elementary schools that no longer involves teachers certified in art and music. Assess year one for us.
Well, year one. Okay, so it was a tough startup because, of course, it was a completely new model. And so brand new models, even GM knows this, brand new models has a little bit of glitches they have to figure out. So, but we had a spring fling in May, which was incredibly well attended, and about 300 parents showed up at our Elmhurst School, which is our community learning site, and where the Innovative Arts and Fitness team is located. We have 7 people currently that are that work with all of our teachers in the district on creating integrated units of art, music, and PE. And they have been working throughout the district, providing lesson plans. And it has been very successful, from my perspective, for a first-year program. We will do some modifications for next year.
That was my next question. Yep. What changes might you make?
Yeah, well, some of the modifications that we're looking at next year, because we believe collaborative planning time is really important for schools, is to look at ways in which this team of 6 people, one of the positions is being eliminated as part of our cost savings. This team of 6 people will be traveling to different buildings and trying to find time to release teachers in order to do some collaborative planning while they go into the schools and do some art, music, and PE instruction.
Have families been receptive to this, or have you gotten negative feedback from families involved in this?
Actually, I have not gotten negative feedback from families. I have gotten really positive feedback from classroom teachers who have said to me, Just yesterday, one said to me, this has just been great because now I team with my other teachers of the same grade level. She said, I'm teaching PE. My friends, my colleagues are teaching art and music, and we are all learning new things, and we're integrating our instruction into the classroom day. I've gotten great feedback from teachers on it.
There was talk of reaching out to artists and artist groups like the Arts Council of Greater Lansing to help out. How is that going?
Well, yes, and the Arts Council had new leadership, a wonderful person that we really, really are proud to work with. And the people from the Innovative Arts team, I think today or tomorrow is meeting with the Arts Council on ways that we can partner better in the future.
Okay. We did speak with the Arts Council yesterday. They said there hasn't been much communication with the district since last November. Why is that?
Well, you know, Mark, it's a tough startup to do a new model, and integrating other people into the model outside of the community of the Lansing School District is not an easy enterprise. And so we needed to get our model in shape first, and then we'll extend it into the community. But I think they're very receptive to working with us, which is great news now.
Yvonne Kamal Kanul is our guest here on Current State, Superintendent of the Lansing School District. Peter Spadafore, the president of the school board, has been on the program a few times this year, and we've talked about the district's new strategic plan, which you and many others have been working on and weighing in on. What rises to the top for you regarding the longer term? You know, it's like in the short term, there's always fires to put out,
right,
but you're obligated to think long term here too. What rises to the top for you when looking at the next 3 to 5 years in the district?
A great question. And I wanted to say, first of all, I'm thrilled with the fact that we are now in a position as a district to move towards a strategic plan. When you're putting out fires as an organization, it's a little tough to look 3 to 5 years down the road. But
I'm
think we're now in a position to be able to do that. What rises to the top for me is the fact that we have a lot of really old buildings, and our kids deserve to be in educational environment facilities that maximize the internet and the technology that's available to them. So for me, it's taking a look at facilities, number one. Number two is, how do we increase student achievement? And number three, how do we improve the culture and climate in our schools?
What's the best use of the Eastern High School building in your view? What's your best anticipation? I mean, what would you recommend if you had to make a recommendation?
Well, I'm looking at a building that was built in the late 1920s, and I'm thinking that, you know, there are a lot of buildings that go by the wayside. But the big question is, where would we put 1,400 wonderful kids if we were to close that building now? There just
Patton
isn't
Gill?
Well,
I mean, would you expect Patton Gill to become a high school eventually?
I think that would be a wonderful thing for the East Side community. As a matter of fact, I would envision, if I were the queen of the world, and I don't know that I would even be here by that time, but I would love to see a Patton Gill Eastern campus recreated on the East Side, where Fairview Elementary School maybe gets converted into a K-8, and then across the street we have a Patton Gill 912, or an Eastern. So it would be Patton Gill would be where Fairview is, and Eastern would be where Patton Gill is. And we're recreating the Patton Gill Eastern campus that used to exist over on the corner of Jerome and Pennsylvania. It would now be on the corner of Marshall and Saginaw.
Do you feel others are there a lot of other people who are with you on that idea?
I think there are several people who actually can see that visually. They can imagine that to happen. And I think that would be a wonderful thing for the East Side to have. But that doesn't mean that there aren't other facilities in our district that would need our attention as well.
I have to ask you about enrollment. It currently stands at about 12,000.
Uh-huh.
Where do you think enrollment is heading?
I think 12,000 is probably where we're going to be for the next couple of years until people begin to understand that we have more options for educational opportunities than any district in the area.
You are launching a number of new initiatives here,
too.
Six new magnet schools in the Lansing School District, and you claim to have more offerings than any district in the area?
I think that's a claim that's well-founded.
Okay. Yvonne Kamal Kanul is the superintendent of the Lansing School District. Great talking district
Thanks,
business with you, Yvonne. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks.